The 13th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Gabriel. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the Archangel Gabriel, the announcer. He was the one to announce to Zacharias, the priest, of the birth of St. John the Baptist, as told in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 8 through 22. He also announced the Virgin Lady, St. Mary, with the birth of the Savior of the world, her Son, Jesus Christ, as told in Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Therefore, the Church gave him the title, the Angel of the Annunciation, the Herald of Glad Tidings. May the blessing of his intercession be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1032 AD, the saintly Pope Zacharias, the 64th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This father was born in Alexandria and was disciplined with Christian morals, and because of his piety, they ordained him a priest, and he followed a good conduct in his life, and everyone loved him. When Pope Philotheos, the 63rd Pope, departed, the bishops and lay leaders unanimously agreed to elect him as patriarch, and he was consecrated on the 20th of Tuba in the year 1004 AD. Abba Zacharias suffered many tribulations. As an example, the ruler of Egypt, El-Hakim, imprisoned him for 3 months and then cast him to the lions, but the lions did not hurt him. Hakim threatened him with death, and finally, because of the mediation of one of the princes, Abba Zacharias was released, and he went to the desert of Seet, to the monastery of St. Macarius, where he stayed for 9 years. During these years, the Christians suffered many hardships at the hands of the Muslim rulers. Many of the Christians were killed, their homes were plundered, and several churches were destroyed. El-Hakim allowed some of the monks to build a monastery outside the city of Cairo, and they built a monastery after the name of the martyr, St. Macarius Abu Safain. This is the monastery that is now known by the name of Anba Barsoum in Maserat Helwan. El-Khalifa visited this monastery often, for he had a cordial relationship with the monks. The monks took the chance of his presence in the monastery and solicited a pardon from him for the return of Pope Zacharias. Abba Zacharias lived 12 years after his return from the desert, during which he renovated churches, restored those that were destroyed, and in serving his people. He remained in the papacy for 28 years, and departed to the Lord in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 306 AD, St. Tadros Tyro departed. Tyro is the surname of his family. He was a soldier in the Roman army, and he refused to have a fellowship with his fellow soldiers who were practicing the pagan worship. The commander of his unit summoned him and tried to convince him to refute the Lord Jesus Christ and worship the pagan gods. When Tadros declared that he was Christian and would not depart from his faith, his commander threatened to kill him. And Tadros affirmed his commitment, saying that the Lord Jesus Christ is my God, and if my words are disturbing you, cut off my tongue, but even more, dismember every part of my body, and may God accept it as a sacrifice. The commander sent him away for a while, hoping that he would change his mind, but Tadros would not change his mind, and so the commander had Tadros inflicted with many tortures, but Tadros refused to change his mind. During the time that Tadros was imprisoned, God sent his angel to comfort him. And when his commander summoned Tadros for the third time, he was burned alive. And so Tadros received the crown of martyrdom. And one of the believing Christian women buried his body. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, St. Abba Timothy, the Bishop of Ancona, departed. Ancona is also known as Antinoe or as Antonopolis. Abba Timothy was born in the latter part of the 3rd century. He became a monk at a young age and was eventually consecrated as bishop for the city of Ancona. Because he persevered during difficult times in preaching to the people and guiding them to believe in Christ, the governor of Ancona seized him and tortured him in various ways and held him in prison for 3 years. But when Constantine the Great reigned, he ordered the release of all those who were in prison for their faith in Christ throughout his kingdom. This holy bishop was also released from his imprisonment, and he gathered his priests and the people, and he prayed to the Lord, asking for the salvation of the soul of the governor who had tortured him. When the governor heard that, he marveled and said, "I had thought he would curse me for what I inflicted upon him, for I had treated him badly, but instead he is blessing me. Truly the faith of this bishop is a divine faith." He sent for Abba Timothy and inquired about the principles of the Christian faith. Timothy instructed the governor, and the governor believed in Christ, and Abba Timothy baptized him. The governor subsequently resigned the governorship and went to the monastery and became a monk. As for St. Timothy, he continued to teach his flock, guarding them until he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the St. Anba Yosab in El Asas Mountain in the Diocese of Kift departed. He was a native of the city of Fao, and he was raised with Christian upbringings. He often visited the monastery of Anba Pacomius, and the grace of God moved him, and he joined the monastery and became a monk. God granted him the gift of healing the sick, and many came to him to be healed. Later, he went to El Asas Mountain, where he lived a solitary life in a cave. When he completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace, and God revealed many signs and wonders from his pure body. May the prayers of Anba Joseph be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.